Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you all here this morning. I hope you're excited to be in the house of the Lord. We're going to start our service, and I just want to welcome you to Currie Baptist Church. We are so glad to see you today, and you guys in person, but also for those who are on Zoom. So we have Team, good morning. And then we have Christine, our Tamsin's mom. Welcome into the presence of the Lord. Hi. And special welcome to our visitors with Paula's brother, Daya. Daya is here this morning, and I see some other new faces. Mina's got a friend. Welcome to our service this morning. We're really glad that you've made it. And it's a privilege for myself and Chami to lead the service this morning. Maybe some of you don't know that our minister underwent a medical treatment on Friday, and we can thank God that everything has gone well. He's back home. He came home yesterday. Thank you, Obed, for actually fetching him at the hospital. But he's doing well. He's really tired. And so he's going to be on a break for the next 2 weeks. But you in safe hands. Don't worry. We will take good care of you. And just a special thank you as well to all of those who are participating in the service this morning. It's not just going to be me. There's going to be lots of other people doing something, reading the word, and going to be an encouragement. And there's also lots of people helping behind the scenes to make today possible. So thank you so much. Let us open with a word of prayer.
Has Shami not made it?
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you and we ask that you be a blessing to each one of us. Thank you for your presence that is with us here this morning. I pray, Lord, that we would soften our minds, that we would forget about what's happened in the past week, forget about what's happened this morning, the rush to get here. And Lord, that we would just be calm in your presence, that we would open our ears to hear what it is that you want us to hear. And Lord, that our hearts will be opened to your word as well. I pray, Lord, that you would be with us, that your Holy Spirit would move amongst us, and that we would have a blessed time in your presence. So be with us further, I pray in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen. We're going to stand and sing some songs this morning, but we're actually going to be singing three songs, one after the other. So it's going to be a good time of praise and worship. But if you can't stand throughout, then, you know, feel free to have a sit down. There's no problem at all. So the first song is going to be Come Now is the Time to Worship, followed by Blessed Be the Name of the Lord, and then we'll sing The Steadfast Love of the Lord. So come now is the time.
Thank you.
Okay. Should we get you a
friend? Yes, we can just cut a piece of our
And now we're going to sing, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord.
And hold on.
Thank you.
So when I ask you the question, what do you think when you hear the word love? What comes to mind? Do you think of a loved one? Do you think of your children? Maybe you're thinking of your pets. The dictionary says that an intense feeling of deep affection, a great interest and pleasure in something. So you could possibly say, I dearly love my sister, my brother. Or you could say, I love football, I love dancing. But this morning, I want us to, before I actually say that, it was Valentine's Day this week, wasn't it? Maybe some of you guys got something special from somebody that loves you. Maybe you got a card with lots of red roses. Maybe some chocolates, something else. Maybe even we're brave enough to wear red. But this morning I want us to look at what the Bible says about God's love. So there are 10 scripture verses, and that's quite a lot to get through. So I'm not going to be able to go into detail with these. But I've got some helpers to read the scripture verses along with me. And we can make a declaration here of God's love to us. And I will encourage you, we're just going to be reading different one verse of scripture. But I want to encourage you to this week to go back and look at these scripture verses and make it your own. You know, read the full chapter, understand the context in which it was written. And I'm sure that you're going to be blessed. I've done some printouts, you know, help yourself to the printout, take it home, put it somewhere where you can see it. And pray that over your life, pray it over your family's lives, pray it over your children, you know. Like, let the word of God take hold in your life, and you will surely be blessed. We're going to pass the mic around, so the people that will be reading, please stay seated. You don't have to come to the front. And we'll just find a way to do that easily. And I think I've said everything, so let's get started. So God's love is a gift.
Romans 5:8. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Wow, isn't that powerful? Have you ever received a gift such as that? The next verse ties in really well with the same theme. So God's love is
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Amen. I'm just going to take a pause here. And where you see the word the world, you know, make that personal, put your name in that space. And then see how that text changes for yourself. So we'll say that again and you put your own name in. For God so loved Charlene that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life or eternal life. Don't we serve an amazing God? Wow, it's overwhelming if you just stop and think about the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross of Calvary for each one of us so that we can experience God's love to the fullest. The next one is for Mina. So if you get the mic, thank you. So God's love is, inseparable. Sorry that the words are springing up, it didn't look like that on my screen, but the word is inseparable.
Romans 8:39, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Nothing. In all creation will be able to separate us from God's love. This is powerful stuff. The word of God is alive, it's well. You know, God's love is freely available. Like really, like if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, come and talk to me if you want to find out what I'm speaking about. God's love is overwhelming. You know, and it's freely available for each one of us. Okay, the next one will be Chami. Thanks. So God's love is everlasting.
Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore I have continued my faithfulness to you.
Praise God. The next reader is Joey. Sorry, thanks, Remy. So God's love is faithful.
Jude 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He's a faithful God, keeping his covenant of the love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments.
Amen. God is faithful indeed. Can Pastor Clifford? So God's love is unchanging.
Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?
Wonderful. Thank you, Clifford. Can we say that of any love that we experience in this world? I don't think we can. You know, people change. People fall in and out of love so easily. And yet God's word is telling us that his love is unchanging. He doesn't have our minds. He doesn't have our thoughts. He's not a man. So, again, just wonderful. Praise God. I'll take the next one. God's love is forgiving. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion. So, again, you know, I think we can all experience that. We have all experienced God's grace and forgiveness upon each one of our lives. The next person to read is Irina. If we can pass the mic to her. So God's love is steadfast.
I can read?
Yes, please.
Psalm 90:14, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Wonderful, thank you. The next person to read will be Jemian. This should be our testimony as well, like we wake up each morning and do we look up to the skies and say, thank you, Lord, because his love is there. It's ready, it's available. And the word also tells us that this is the day that the Lord has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Jane was sharing with me this morning about three people that she knows who's come to the end of their lives. Some of them suddenly, you know, young people. And we don't know the day or the hour. So let us, you know, sing our praises to God while we have that opportunity. Okay, the next one is God is good.
Psalm 100, verse 5. The Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen.
Praise God. I'll take the mic. Thank you. So the last one is for David Blunden. Not yet. God's love is merciful.
Ephesians 2, 4 to 5. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead.
Amen. And it is only by God's grace that we have been saved. And maybe there's someone here today that needed to be reminded of God's love. And maybe you're feeling unloved this morning. Or maybe there's things in your life that is keeping you from experiencing the fullness of God's love. And maybe there's someone that's really hurting, really struggling. Just be encouraged this morning that God loves us. He loves you and he loves me unconditionally. He doesn't love you any differently to the way that he loves me. Grab hold of these promises and lean into God's love no matter what your situation is. We serve an almighty God and he can do all things. He can bring about a change. We just need to be ready for that change. We need to be obedient. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to move on to the notices now. Unfortunately, we don't have copies of the notices here. But just to let you know, as I said, that our Minister Colin is on sick leave for 2 weeks. He'll be back on the 4th of March. So this week, myself and Pat Marlowe will be covering for any pastoral issues. And then next week, it will be Teen and Tamsin that will be providing cover, as from Monday next week. We've got Bible study that's starting for the Monday morning group. So if you want to join in, please make contact with Jill. There's still availability. People can still join in. It's going to be via Zoom. And you want to start the session at 11 o'clock. 10:30? 10:30, log into Zoom. Zoom link. Okay, brilliant. And at the moment, both the Monday morning group and the Thursday evening group will be leading the same Bible study series, which is the Embrace the Middle East Lent course, and it looks at healing and hope in the one household of God. So Thursday nights, if you want to join in, speak to me, it's via Zoom, and everyone is welcome. We'd love to have you part of our groups and sit around the Word and see what God says to us. Bible study, and then next week we've got Les Ebden that will be bringing the Word, so something to look forward to. It will be really lovely to see Les again. And finally, oh, sorry, I can't give you that one. I wanted to say pick up the newsletter because there's a whole long list of people that need prayers, but unfortunately I think it was emailed, so just check that and pray for our church family. Okay, so next we go into... Take up the offering, please. See anybody? Can you help out with this, please? Oh, thanks. Thank you very much, Robbie. Thank you so much. Thanks. I'll just say thank you to God for these offerings. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for those who are able to give to the work of this church. I pray, Lord, that the funds that has been given will be used wisely and to the furtherance of your kingdom. Bless those who are able to give, Lord, and those who are also giving in other ways in service for you. So thank you, Lord, for making it possible for us to give in different ways, and continue to bless us further in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, there's been a birthday. Somebody was 22 yesterday, so we're going to sing happy birthday for Mispa. But if there's anybody else that celebrated a birthday or anniversary that we could celebrate, now is the time to let us know. No? So you're the only lucky one, Mispa. So we're going to sing happy birthday. Let's stand and sing for Mispa. Let's stand up and sing for to you. Happy birthday, dear Mispa. Happy birthday to you. We're so glad made you. We're glad God made you. We're so glad God made you. Happy birthday to you. Yip, yip, yip. Praise God. Thank you. I'm now going to ask Bagia to do the reading for us.
The first reading is taken from Psalm chapter 37, verses 1 to 9. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Bagger. So let's stand as we sing Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. And then I'm going to hand over to Chami to bring us the word.
Let me add my welcome also to all of you, and thanks for the invite to share the Word of God in this lovely day, and hope and pray, as Charlene said, you and your loved ones also who are in Zoom are doing well by God's grace. We thank God for this beautiful morning, and thanks Charlene for this amazing leadership on the service, helping all of us to worship the Lord who is here. And may I echo your words to the tech team, music team, and who had worked at the back scenes to get this work this morning, and also to you for being here to worship the Lord as one family. You heard the reading. Thanks for the reading, Buggy. And we are listening to God. We here are dear children of God, our dear brothers and sisters. Say this to us, you know, God spoke to me. He spoke to me to do this or do that. He spoke to me and said, go there or come over here or go and tell this to someone or tell my people. Or he asked me to give. You know what? I'm so thrilled to hear that when people say, because that's something which is really dear to my heart, listening to God. But I have never heard him audibly. As I speak to you now, as we spoke to our friends just before the service, I have never heard him. And I love when people say they heard God. I ask the Lord when I'm with him, Lord, I want that too. I want to hear you audibly. But he had never spoken. But we hear him always, all the time. Sometimes I tell him, you know what, Lord, if you talk to me audibly, just like my friends, my family does, I would do anything what you ask me to do. So I was expecting like something like, oh, Chami, go and hug John. I would run to and hug you. But I was thinking, if you ask me, Chami, stand in front of Kerry and tell everyone who passes by that Jesus died for you. I'll try that. But if God says, yeah, Chami, sell all your possession and give it to the poor. Ah, that's a bit hard. Why did you talk to me audibly? I could have just gone through your word. So, you know, we like some of the things. But God, he's a loving Father, as we saw how much he loves us. And he understands us. So let's see how we could hear him this morning. As we speak now, as we listen, he's actually speaking to us. Not only that I'm speaking to you, he's speaking to me as well. And he's our Father, as I said. I trust even before thinking of listening to God, we should get to know, we should know his nature, his unconditional love, his gift of forgiveness, his sinless nature and his holiness. If you try to grasp that, you know, it's beyond our comprehension sometimes, but it'll be good to get some sort of understanding. So we hear him more and more. Sometimes we all know that, you know, not my words, it's his word which is the powerful. That's why we are looking at his word. Sometimes when we are a bit too loud in our lives, we don't hear him much because we are quite busy. We don't have much time for him. But it's good to sit at his feet. And sometimes he talks, some of the word jumps out of the Bible. We call it the Rhema word, which is a Greek word though. It talks to you specifically. And so we spend time with him. You can start with a few minutes though. Lord, speak to me. And I'm sure he's such a faithful and good God, he will not let you down. He will speak to you. I'm sure all of us would have heard him at some point. The psalmist says that at the start of chapter 37, do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like the green plants, they will soon die away. So that's Psalm 37. I usually go back and forth just to understand, oh Lord, what are you saying really? You know what? 36 talks about these evil people, what we think, or they are evil, or evil doers. 36 says, an oracle is within my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. So we see people, they have no fear of God. That's how it starts. These are not my words. That's what the Bible says, before his eyes. So 36 goes on to say about wicked people who we think. It's sad sometimes we are more wicked than them. So Lord says, okay, 37, you want to listen to me? Okay, Chami, listen to me now. 37, we talked about in 36 about the evil doers. Now we are talking about you. It's you and me, 37. He says, do not fret because of them. So forget about them now, and I'm talking to you. You don't be afraid. Why? For they will wither like the grass. You trust in the Lord. You know, all scripture is God-breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16. So the Lord is telling us not to fear. Why? Have you ever asked God questions? You should ask questions. He's our Father. As if you sit with your own father, own dad. Ask him questions. I asked him why. Because when you fear the Lord, you don't need to fear anything else. He is saying you do not fret. Do not fear. Unfortunately, it's the other way around. When you don't fear the Lord, when you don't care for him, you fear everything else. You are afraid to go out of this building because you don't fear the Lord. Verse 8 goes on to say, refrain from anger. Before going to the anger part, let's see what the Lord goes on to say. He continues after telling us not to be afraid. Trust in the Lord and do good. So he's telling him, don't worry about these evildoers. You go ahead and trust in me. Do good. And if you ask why do good, the land and enjoy the pasture in it. Take delight in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. How many of us has received the desires of our... No, I'm not talking about the needs. Because he says he'll give us the needs. That's fine. But this is... We don't really need it, but Lord, I really love that. I really like to have it. I'm sure you would have received, all of you or some of you, what your heart's desire. I have received. I'm not asking you to raise your hands because soon after the service at the coffee, people will come and say, hey, what did you receive really? What was your desire? You got it. So, yeah, let's leave it there. And the psalmist continues. Verse 7 says, how to listen to God. So in your Bibles, if you see, just before verse 7, when he says, delight in yourself, he'll give the desires of your heart. And also he goes on to say, so we are listening now. Lord, what are you saying? Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. And he will do this. And you can ask, yeah, what are you going to do, God? He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. Isn't that amazing? Sometimes you might wonder, Lord, you don't know what I'm going through right at this moment. You think we can shine your light? Take this word back to him. Throw it at him and say, Lord, I want this. You promised this in Psalm 37 in your scriptures, and I want this. He says, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. I know the sun is not shining at the moment, but it is shining, but we don't see it because of the clouds. But doesn't mean that we have to cloud ourselves. He says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. I'm sure we all have gone through that. So be still and be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. And again He says not to be afraid. Why should we be still at His feet when the whole world runs impatiently to make things happen? Today we are resting, it's Sunday. After maybe the Sunday roast, we'll have a little nap. Monday comes, here we start running. But the Lord is saying, be still. People might wonder, Chami, are you out of your mind? It's Monday, it's working day. Why are you being still? You know why? Because all those things, what the world is running to, the source is our God. He's the source of everything. He's the one who gives us everything. So we be still at His feet. That's where the power is. The Lord Jesus Christ, He clearly said that we cannot do anything, you can do nothing without Him. Bible says, you build a house without the Lord, you're building it in vain. Everything, every little thing matters to God. Whatever you do, you might think, oh, this is such a little thing. I'm just feeding my pet. No, it matters to God. Ask the Lord and He will be there. Let's do it together with the Lord. Jesus Christ is not running around. He's setting a great example. He's not even standing. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. So calm. Here when we are running around thinking God is in trouble, man, we got to get this message across. No. Matthew 24 says, you will hear of wars, earthquakes, nation against nation, what we hear now. But to do what? Run around, find a solution? Or scream, peace, peace, we want peace in the land? No. Jesus says, no, you know the days are closer. If the days are closer, what would we do? We just think, oh, the days are closer, I'm just waiting till the Lord comes. No. Imagine somebody who loves you to bit on a phone with you. You're talking to him or her. And suddenly he opens up the door and comes in. What an amazing joy you'll have. That's what he says, the days are closer. What should we do? We should be praying. You don't need to kneel down and stop every work what you do and I'm praying. No, you can do your work while doing, while eating, while doing anything. You can pray to the Lord. Just imagine if the Lord comes now or at that time, how pleased, how happy, joyful you would be. We say, the Lord speaketh, your servant is listening. I have said that, but my mind is somewhere else sometimes. But do we really do what He's asking us to do? No, sometimes we are panicked, we gossip, you know what, the world is being destroyed. What are we to do? Verse 8 says, here we come, refrain from anger. Turn from wrath, do not fret, it only leads to evil. Again He's saying, do not be afraid, but refrain from anger. You might think, why not? We get angry. Jesus got angry. Why can't we get angry? But Bible clearly says, it's not that. Bible says, do not sin in your anger. Yes, we get angry. We learn that little old trick, count to 10. It's really, really helpful though. James 1:20 says that human anger does not produce the righteousness of God that God desires. Since we want to listen to God, then I trust that we want to do what pleases Him. Therefore, let's not ignore His voice. We are free to taste and see how sweet the Lord is. We are free. So let's take every effort to listen to His plans, to prosper us, not to harm us. Charlie mentioned our current Bible study on Lent, but the Bible study before what you led was listening to God. You know, I was really happy when God puts this in my mind. I thought, oh yeah, I can steal that. I don't need to be prepared much. But here I heard the Lord saying very clearly, no, I'm going to give you a new message. You know what we studied a lot on that. But God did not allow me to steal from that. He said, no, I'm going to give a new message to me and to you both. So this is what He's talking to us. Yes, we could try different ways until we hear God. If you think you're not still hearing Him properly, I would start by asking the Lord to speak to us through His Word. Why Word then? Because John says Word became flesh. So when you spend time with the Word, that means you're spending time with Jesus. Maybe just 5 minutes per day. We serve a faithful God, and I'm sure He will not disappoint us. He will let us hear His gentle, small voice, which was not in the earthquake, nor in the storm, nor in the fire. You can find it in 1 Kings 19, 11 to 13. So what's His promise on Psalm 37 at the end? What is He asking us? He's saying even evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord, you and me, will inherit the land. Don't you want that? You want that, don't we? We want to inherit not only the land, His Spirit, everything what He wants to give us, because the days are closer. May the Lord continue to speak to us, however loud our lives are, our environment is, but with the power of God, let Him penetrate our hearts with His Word. Let's get the maximum out of this time. You are here expecting the Lord to touch you. This is an amazing time. When we partake in the feast of God, we don't even have that time under our own roof sometimes. Let's get the maximum. Ask the Lord to touch you. Let's be humble in quietness and with gratitude. When we eat this bread and drink the wine, that we may hear His voice. Let's spend a couple of minutes, a few time in quietness, asking the Lord to prepare ourselves, our hearts. We really need preparation. There's so many things clogging in our minds. But we need His peace. That's His promise. Let's get ourselves prepared. So we're going to sing this beautiful hymn about the Father's love. And let's sing it as a prayer. Let the Lord talk to us, show us His amazing power of love. That, as Charlene said, when we are dead in sins, He died for us. Let's be quiet for a little while and ask the Lord to prepare our hearts. That's what He can do. It's you and the Lord at this time. Shoot your love and prayers to Him. He is here moving among us, and He is pleased we are doing what He has asked us to do. And the scripture says, the Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of Me." And He continued, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." Praise the Lord. Now Colin will help us to prepare hearts with the communion prayer. Thank you, Colin.
I'm going to read the collect for the first day of Lent, which is read every day of Lent in the Church of England. And I think it's appropriate before I read the prayer of thanks. Almighty and everlasting God, who hatest nothing that Thou hast made, and dost forgive the sins of all them that are penitent, create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of Thee, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, our Father, as we approach this communion, we give You thanks for the season of Lent as our opportunity to be renewed in spirit. You provide us the strength to purify our hearts, to control our desires, and thus to be able to serve You in freedom. You teach us how to live in this passing world, and with our hearts set on the world to come, You help us to understand the meaning of Your Son's death and resurrection, and teach us to reflect this in our lives. We thank You for these gifts of bread and wine as the representation of our risen Lord's broken body and shed blood, sacrificed on the cross for us. We offer them for ourselves and all Your church, for the strengthening of our faith, the assuring of our hope, and the deepening of our love. Remember, Lord, those people for whom we pray, and those of us gathered here in Your name, through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks. Krishna. Body of Christ, dry for you. Body of Christ. The blood of Christ shed for you, we may retain the cup and we'll drink together. Drink together in unity. Praise the Lord. We're going to glorify the Lord with this wonderful final hymn, "To God Be the Glory."
Oh.
Please be seated. Just going to have a closing prayer. And before I do that, just want to say thank you again for being here this morning. God had a plan and a purpose for you for being here at this moment, at this time. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this time that we spent in your presence this morning. I pray for our church family and for all those names that are listed on the newsletter. There's so much need at this time. I pray, Lord, that you will bring healing to those who are sick. Give comfort to those who are sad. Give energy to those who are weary. And give rest to those who are tired. And hope to those who have experienced disappointment. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you and to look to you for our daily strength and our every need. I pray, Lord, that we will remain in your love and be guided by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, make us still so that we can hear you speak when you speak to us. So go further with us, Lord, as we part one from the other in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen.